top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Monday, February 26th, in the headlines. Glenroy Soso Coffee contends that Sunday's gathering on electoral reform reflects the unity among the people of Dominica in pushing for significant societal change.
Only on Q95.
Jamaican-born and lead singer of the Morgan Heritage Band, Peter Anthony Morgan, died on Sunday, said a family member on a social media post, but the cause of death was not revealed. And the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, plans to lift sanctions on Niger and develop a new strategy to prevent free junta-led states
local
from leaving the union, aiming to safeguard regional integration.
Big Station.
The news is brought to you, compliments, Courts Dominica Limited.
Get the frames you love at Quartz Optical. Get 20% off single vision lenses and 25% off progressive lenses. Shop with no cash and pay absolutely nothing for 30 days. Book your eye examination appointment online today on www.quartzoptical.com. We've got the frames you love only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Offer ends February 29th, 2024. Conditions apply.
During the electoral reform gathering held on Sunday, Glenroy Soso Coffee highlighted that the event's occurrence wasn't coincidental, but rather a reflection of the rights granted by the country's constitution, allowing citizens to assemble. Coffee emphasized that the gathering underscored the unity among the Dominican population in pushing for substantial societal changes.
It is not by accident that we have gathered here today. By virtue of our constitution, we are allowed to assemble, and you are not making any mistake about assembling. Okay? Now, this is Independence Street. Independence Street. And the word independence comes to mind because we supposed to be independent. We supposed to be a working people helping our country grow. What has happened in the past now? They have tried their best to take away that independence from all of us. We say no to that. What we say? No to that. Right, we can do better than that.
Coffee addressed attendees and expressed concern that the nation's democracy is in jeopardy, emphasizing that every Dominican citizen bears the responsibility of safeguarding the country and its democratic principles.
Brothers and sisters, our democracy is under threat. And every one of us, we are responsible. You are responsible. He, she is responsible. All of us, we are responsible to save this patrimony of ours. And so, brothers and sisters, we know today is a lovely day. It is not just come and go. You must reflect on the things that you have been hearing. You must go to your neighbors, talk to them, engage them. Do not run anybody away. We have that civic responsibility to bring harmony amongst ourselves. Our neighbors come first. How could you see a fallen brother? A brother who is falling and not pick him up. We have to be better than that. We must not be allowed to be divided. And what we have seen here today, the manifestation of this gathering, shows us today that we are united people.
Glenroy Soso Coffee. Meantime, opposition senator Laurie Victor has called upon all citizens of Dominica to unite in supporting the opposition in parliament. Opposition parties on the island, other organizations and civic groups to drive change and secure a prosperous future for generations to come in Dominica. Victor emphasized that the collective voices of the people are crucial in this endeavor, asserting that these changes cannot be achieved without unity, expressing satisfaction at the significant presence of young individuals at the gathering. Victor emphasized that it is now time for the youth to reclaim control of the country from those attempting to marginalize their influence.
country. Let us build our country for the future of our children. So you remember when our parents were sending us to school from their pockets? Right now, we are struggling to create a better tomorrow for our children. Now is our time. Let us, as young people, take our country back from this wicked set of people. They don't care about us. They care about themselves. Just look at the country. Every other week a business is closing. Every other month is a new story. Dominica in headline, nothing. It is our time today to stand here to take our country back. So I urge the young people and Dominican by extension to come together, because we cannot do this alone. The parliamentary opposition cannot do it alone. The UWP party cannot do it alone. We need everyone to come together. No color, just us. One people, one nation.
And that was opposition senator Lori Victor. Credit union advocate Helen Ambu has raised concerns regarding whether credit unions prioritize the seven pillars in their operations, citing competition among credit unions in Dominica. Ambu suggests that cooperatives on the island should unite to undertake projects collectively, emphasizing the importance of collective contribution and unity of purpose within the movement.
I think that they really can shape. The principles, for example, are so fundamental. Seven of them are given. It's like a story. We know it. But I am not certain that we allow these seven principles to dominate our strategies as organizations planning and moving forward. I don't think we build them into the way that we actually operate. For example, let me just give you one example that jumps out at first blush. One of those principles is cooperation among cooperatives. When I listen to the radio as an ordinary member, what I see is competition among credit unions. We're competing for a greater voice. We're competing for the market. We're competing to grab people. And inevitably, there will be an element of competition. Inevitably, especially when you penetrate the entire market the way that we've done in Dominica, it's 100% penetration. But I am saying we need to establish and find ways to collaborate, to take on one project and to contribute to it as a movement, as all of us contributing together. And there are many ways to do that. There is a concern for the community. Occasionally we can pick a national issue and deal with it nationally.
Credit union advocate Helen Ambu. Former CARICOM Chair Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit reflected on the significance of 2023 for the Caribbean region. Despite facing significant global challenges, Mr. Skerrit highlighted the unity and determination demonstrated by CARICOM during his tenure. He emphasized CARICOM's pivotal role in addressing the difficult issues of the year. Mr. Skerrit also discussed the notable accomplishments of CARICOM throughout 2023.
2023 has been a year etched in our memories, not just for the global challenges we faced, but for the unwavering spirit and collective action that defined CARICOM. Time and time again, we rose to the occasion. So it is only right that we join now to acknowledge the significant progress made across various fronts. Over the past year, we took concrete steps towards self-sufficiency through the continued implementation of the community agricultural policy, fostering innovation and collaboration among our farmers. These include budgetary allocations to agriculture, increased budgetary allocations to agriculture in member states, introduction of new crops, improved cross-border investments and collaborations, development and implementation of new agricultural trade policies and guidelines, and identification and agreement on possible insurance products to benefit farmers in the region. It means that we remain on course to meet our 25 by 2025 food security initiative targets, with the most critical one being to reduce our food import bill and advance food and nutrition security for the community. With the signing of a double taxation agreement, easing trade and investment within the community, we fortified our economic resilience and almost immediately saw positive signs of recovery of our respective tourism sectors, a vital pillar of our economy.
Prime Minister Scott noted that the organization's ongoing efforts to raise awareness about climate change gained momentum on the global platform, advocating for ambitious actions to address the climate crisis.
As a collective, our continued calls towards raising climate change awareness reverberated on the global stage. We advocated for ambitious climate action, championing the Caribbean Climate Action Plan, which will safeguard our future from the devastating effects of climate change. With this upcoming hurricane season projected to be extremely active, I want us to continue emphasizing the vulnerabilities of our region and the need to operationalize the loss and damage fund. I therefore look forward to the SEEDS conference in Antigua and Barbuda in May this year, where we can continue to highlight CARICOM's unique needs and concerns and advance collective action. On the international relations front, we deepened engagement with international partners and secured crucial support for our development priorities. But I want to especially single out the success of the first CARICOM Saudi Arabia summit held in Saudi Arabia in November of last year. The summit focused heavily on investment opportunities, with Saudi Arabia pledging to bolster our infrastructure, renewable energy, tourism, and agriculture sectors. Let me take this moment to publicly thank His Excellency Abdel bin Ahmed Al-Jubeir from Saudi Arabia for your joining us at this 46th meeting as a demonstration of your country's commitment to advancing and strengthening the relations between Saudi Arabia and the Caribbean community.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skirt. Opposition Senator Delbert Parris addressed a gathering at the ARC on the riverbank on Sunday and stressed that the current struggle in Dominica is about achieving a free and liberated nation beyond any individual or group interest. Parris outlined a vision of a liberated Dominica defined by democratic principles, transparency, and accountability in governance. He highlighted the significance of protecting civil liberties and human rights for all citizens, promoting inclusivity, and respecting diverse voices within the society.
It says that we are serious about living in a country where we can succeed. It says that we are serious about taking back our country, a country that belongs to every one of us. Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to welcome the police. I see a number of them, they're white shirts, and so welcome. Thank you for your service, we'd like to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, our fight is not for the police. Our fight is not even against one individual or a group of individuals. Our fight is for a free and liberated Dominica. For all of us. You agree? Of course. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to remind ourselves what a free and liberated Dominica looks like. A free and liberated Dominica looks like a place where young people can work in their own country and get jobs in their own country and don't feel like they need to run away just for them to be able to feed themselves. A free and liberated Dominica looks like a place where people are not afraid to go to the hospital. Even when they go there for minor ailments because they're afraid they wouldn't come back. A free and liberated Dominica looks like a place where NEP workers get paid on time. And when you actually find work in Dominica, you can get paid. Not that the government will close the treasury with hundreds of millions of dollars in unpaid checks. People from Dominica that work here and can't get paid, even while it is hard to find work.
Parris added that a liberated Dominica encompasses substantial development projects aimed at providing employment opportunities and income for citizens to sustain themselves and their families.
A free and liberated Dominica is a place when you have $1.3 billion worth of construction work going on in the Northeast, that truck drivers can get work so that they can feed their family and pay their loans, and they're not threatened every week that their trucks are going to get repossessed for non-payment. A free and liberated Dominica, ladies and gentlemen, is a place where all of us can live in peace and thrive, and where not only one set will get a salary raise, but all public servants will get a raise. A free and liberated Dominica is a place where people who have given a lifetime of service in the public service, they will not be afraid to retire because they feel like they will not get their pension. Ladies and gentlemen, when contractors and truck drivers and bus operators and people who have skills don't work in your country, you know what happens? They can't pay their loans. They can't pay their bills. They cannot buy food. And what happens? The people that work for them can't do it either. They can't pay their credit union bills. And therefore, the credit union cannot give you, the members, a little bit of dividends. And you know what is happening now in Dominica? On top of that fact, the government is asking your credit union to pay enormous amounts of money to them, whether they make a profit or not.
Opposition Senator Delbert Parris. In other news, revelation of the passing of Peter Anthony Morgan, lead singer of the Morgan Heritage Band, was made by his family in a heartfelt social media post. Formerly known as Peter, Morgan's death occurred on Sunday, although the post did not disclose the cause of his passing. In their statement, the family expressed their profound grief and shared their love for Peter Anthony Morgan, highlighting his role as a beloved husband, father, son, brother, and lead vocalist of Morgan Heritage. They conveyed their belief in the power of love and requested privacy during the time of mourning, thanking well wishers for their support and prayers. Peter Anthony Morgan led the Grammy Award-winning group, which included five children of reggae artist Denroy Morgan. Alongside Peter, the group comprised of Una Morgan, Roy Gramps Morgan, Nakima Lux Morgan, and Memaltel Mr. Mojo Morgan. And the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, announced on Saturday its decision to remove stringent sanctions imposed on Niger, while simultaneously working on a revised approach to discourage free junta-led states from existing the political and economic union. Reuters News Agency has more.
The West African Regional Bloc said on Saturday that it would lift strict sanctions on Niger as it seeks a new junta-led state from withdrawing from the political and economic union. Leaders of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, met to address a political crisis in the coup-hit region that deepened in January with the military-ruled Niger, Burkina Faso and Mali's decision to exit the 15-member bloc. ECOWAS President Omar Touré.
Closure of land and air borders between ECOWAS countries and Niger to be lifted. No-fly zone of all commercial flights to and from Niger is to be lifted. Suspension of all commercial and financial transactions between ECOWAS member states and Niger is to be lifted.
ECOWAS closed borders and imposed strict measures on Niger last year after soldiers detained President Mohamed Bazoum and set up a transitional government. It was one of a series of recent military takeovers that have exposed the bloc's inability to halt democratic backsliding. The sanctions have forced Niger, already one of the world's poorest countries, to slash government spending and default on debt payments of more than $500 million. Touré added that some targeted and political sanctions remained in place for Niger without giving details. The decision to lift sanctions was done for humanitarian reasons, according to the communique. But the move will be seen as a gesture of appeasement as ECOWAS tries to persuade the three junta states to remain in the alliance. Their planned exit would bring a messy disentanglement from the bloc's trade and services flows, worth nearly $150 billion a year. ECOWAS said it had lifted certain sanctions on junta-led Guinea, which has not said it wants to leave the bloc, but has not committed to a timeline to return to democratic rule. ECOWAS also imposed sanctions on Mali, although they were lifted in 2022.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Glenroy Soso Coffee contends that Sunday's gathering on electoral reform reflects the unity among the people of Dominica in pushing for significant societal change.
Regional and global.
Jamaican-born and leader singer of the Morgan Heritage Band, Peter Anthony Morgan, died on Sunday, said a family member on a social media post. But the cause of death was not revealed. And the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, plans to lift sanctions on Niger and develop a new strategy to prevent free junta-led states from leaving the union,
local,
aiming to safeguard regional integration.
295.
The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Fudison Valman.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.